Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know, most of the time when language changes, it changes without us noticing, right? There's things that just enter the language.
OMG.
That's right, lol. 20 years ago, an incredibly influential three-word phrase was invented, and most people didn't notice, even though it would totally change the way that we speak. It was the World Wide Web. WWW. It's something that many people use all the time without even knowing that that stands for World Wide Web. Well, one man who's looked into the history of that phrase is Ben Zimmer. He's an American linguist, lexicographer, and author of the On Language column for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Why did you want to research World Wide Web?
Well, you know, if you think about it, it's an incredibly influential three-word phrase. And it 20 years ago today is when it first appeared on the scene in a research proposal by Tim Berners-Lee and Robert Caillaux at CERN in Switzerland, where they hatched this idea about the web. And now it's just kind of part of the furniture. It's part of our landscape, basically. We don't really think about it too much, but it's had a big linguistic impact, all the words and phrases that have come out of the web.
Well, sometimes when you're researching a word, I'm sure you'd probably agree, sometimes the research on the origin of a word kind of tells us more about our culture than the word itself. Is that what came about when you looked into the invention of the word World Wide Web?
Well, I mean, tracking the way that the word and all of its offspring developed really tells us about our how all of our lives have really gone online in the past 20 years. And so World Wide Web got very quickly shortened to web because you need a nice handle to describe that. And then web was used in conjunction with lots of other things. Of course, you have your web browser. You also have your webcams, your webcasts, your weblogs, webinars, on and on and on. And then even those words sometimes were too long, and so those got clipped. So weblog became blog, and then blog created a whole bunch of new words after that.
Well, all right, end the suspense here. Who invented World Wide Web as a phrase?
Well, the credit goes to Tim Berners-Lee. He was a British software developer who came up with it 20 years ago today, and he collaborated with a Belgian engineer named Robert Caillaux, who was really the first evangelist for the web and was able to really sell the idea because Tim Berners-Lee had been trying to work this up, but he didn't even have a good name for it, and so this proposal was what put it on the map at CERN, and then the rest is history.
I thought for sure you were going to say Al Gore.
Well, he invented the internet, I think, and then the web came after that.
Right, but then the World Wide Web, not the same thing as the internet.
Right.
All right, so in the end, I mean, is this one of those things where we could have done better? Was this ending up not to be such the great term for what they were trying to describe?
I think it worked out pretty well. I mean, they had some other possibilities. They were thinking of calling it the mesh, but then they decided, oh, that's a little too close to mess. So, you know, imagine we could have all been talking about the mesh instead of the web today.
And then it'd be a mess log, a m-log.
Right, something like that.
Ben Zimmer, American linguist and lexicographer. He writes the On Language column for our partner, the New York Times, and executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus, talking about the origins of the World Wide Web 20 years ago today that phrase was born. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.